Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We're just talking about Dane Brugler's comments. We're going to get Cash Lovett here in a few minutes, but it's time to get you updated with the quarterback Deadpool with the commissioner, Jake Murren. What it do?
All right, guys, I welcome you into week 15 of the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool, and I'm going to start with Mack Robinson's team. He has Lenora Sellers, who finished the season with a 4-8 record at South Carolina. We'll also see top prospects Fernando Mendoza and Ty Simpson on his team in the Big Ten and SEC championship games this week, along with Darian Mensah on his team, who will lead Duke into the ACC title game against Virginia on Saturday night. It's a showcase weekend for you guys. For your guys, Mac, but I hear you're looking to make a change to your roster.
I think I'm going to make a move. I'm going to be dropping Darian Mensah and picking up Brandon Sorsby.
That's the second Sorsby action we've got this year.
Yeah, we've done some Sorsby.
Yeah, once
we've
on
done
JB's
some
team.
Sorsby swapping.
So hold on, did the waiver wire, did we have to go through the proper protocols? He kind of just did that.
Ooh. That's why I started with Mac.
I'm top of the waiver wire.
That's why I started with Mac, because he hasn't made a move in quite a while.
Okay. Who's on my team right now? Can you tell me? Because I might want to make a move as well.
Yeah, we can go to your team next. You have Dante Moore, who is obviously a stock continuing to rise, regarded as one of the top QBs in the class. Cade Klubnik, who looked good against South Carolina last week. Garrett Nussmeier, he hasn't played in about a month or so. And then Haynes King, who has lost three of his last four games with Georgia Tech.
I'd like to drop Haynes King. Can I add the furry?
Finally got your furry.
I've had my eyes out for him the entire time. You all know it. I'd like Josh Hoover to add it to my team if I could, please.
As long as Nick doesn't have anything to say about that, because he would be next on the waiver wire, so he could block you from obtaining the furry. But
who's my team again?
So you have Arch Manning.
He's going to spite do it now. Wait, you got to tell the waiver wire before. Well, I'm going to call an injunction on this whole process.
I don't think you have those powers.
I'm going to call. Who do I go after? When the commissioner bleeps up, who do I go after?
You got to file a real lawsuit.
I need a grievance. I'm going to get the NFLPA attached to this.
I'm sure there's a local judge that would like to adjudicate this. The judge. So who are my quarterbacks again?
Yeah, you have Arch Manning, Carson Beck, John Mateer, and Jaden Maiava.
Let me see here. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh no, I was letting you gonna. I don't want to influence you in any sort of way.
It's fine.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want a furry on his team anyway.
No. Let's don't make that decision for me.
Let's be honest about it.
Don't make that decision for
me. I win either way.
He's really,
I win either way.
I get the opportunity right now.
I get the quarterback I want, or Nick's got a furry on his team. It's fine if I have one on my team. I think that's okay.
People expect it out of you.
It almost is the expectation. I don't know.
I would
about
like
you,
to
though.
Cut John Mateer. And I would like to pick up the furry.
This was it's just a spite move is all this. The Larry David spite store is all you're doing
Not
right
at
now.
All. No,
I don't
no.
appreciate
Guys,
this. I'm going to remember this.
John Mateer has...
I'm going to remember this for the long
John
time.
John Mateer has an 83 passer rating this year. And the furry's passer numbers are better. I've been eyeballing Josh Hoover for a long time now. I've been really
How
thinking
long exactly?
about it.
Since I said it At least three minutes ago. Yeah.
At least 3 minutes.
Free, but I mean, listen,
I think Josh Hoover is that's the guy. That's what my team's been missing. The Hooverator.
But why drop
John Mateer? Why don't make the decision that he wants to make?
Because no, John Mateer
the decision is made. He can't go back
John
on
Mateer
it.
John Mateer blows.
But of all four quarterbacks, Mateer's the one that goes.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'll say.
I think this might be a steal for you, JP.
Oh, I'm going to take John Mateer, obviously.
Yeah, and drop Haynes King.
But the problem is that I wanted the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, I think John Mateer might
I wanted the vacuum cleaner.
I think John Mateer might be getting to not Case Keenum. Who's the schlub here? Who's that? Dylan Gabriel territory. He should be a sixth or seventh rounder.
He's a tiny little guy.
And I don't think the draft community's caught up to it. John Mateer really does suck. I don't know if you guys have watched him. He's not good.
And you picked him.
You have Lenora Sellers. He went 4-8.
I'm still going to go in the first round.
Not this year.
No, he's got to stay in college now. He's not going back. He's not going in.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm going to make some calls.
Going to make some calls. Ty Simpson staying in Alabama, and then Lenora Sellers is obviously going to transfer out, and he's going to go to a different school. Like, your once promising draft board is basically hanging on by the weight of Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. That's exactly what's going to happen. He got you dead to rights.
I think that Ty Simpson still comes out, but I also think
you
that
want to.
It's because you want it to happen.
I'm going to will it to happen, but
you're going to be on the message boards. That's like different names. Like, I've already got a top 5 grade. I don't know what you guys are hearing. Ah, me too.
I like that the commission.
Jeremy Fowler post coming up.
The commission's like fiercely typing over there. He's like, we haven't had this much action in the quarterback Deadpool ever.
Yeah, a lot of graphic changes over here.
I can see
on.
That. You're like, we got so much time to get
very
the graphics
graphic
out.
With a Hoover. With a furry
if
Hoovers.
You put a furry head on him, I think that's fair game. I think that's fair game. Put a furry over Hoover's head if you could, and make that the graphic.
If we recall, you've said repeatedly, we don't kink shame on the show, but
no,
you have furry shamed. I never have. I want you to dress up like a bear and go.
I said I didn't. I didn't want my quarterback to be a furry.
With a skunk or something, you go do it.
I didn't think it was a hot take. I didn't want my quarterback to be a furry. In fact, I brought up how Pittsburgh has become like the hot spot for the furry convention.
Yeah.
Another thing for your yinzers.
Look what happened to Kenny Pickett.
Another thing for your yinzers over there. You can move off inbreeding and just talk about the furry convention. They've embraced it.
Enjoy the
bulge.
So I will take Josh Hoover.
Type of city that is.
Yeah, you get Josh Hoover, JP gets John Mateer.
Man, I wanted that furry.
Last order of business, the votes, the poll from last week, it was 84% in favor of Mac, 11% Nick, and JP back in last place with 5% of the votes.
Because
all of these
Haynes
changes,
King?
We'll see what...
Yeah, well, you had King dropped me King that bad.
You had Haynes King for 2 weeks now, but I guess you and Nick are just flip-flopping last place in this poll. Mm. Every single week, you guys are second or third.
And I might have the number one quarterback when it's all said and done.
Very well could, and Dante Moore, yeah.
So, can I make another move?
Well, are Mac and Jonathan done making moves? Because then
we do have to go through the proper waiver wire channels. I want to see his move first now.
You know what? I'll allow it because...
Am I back at the top of the waiver order now at this point?
Yes, you are, Mac.
All right, yeah, no, I'm not doing anything.
What's your move?
All right, well, then it would go to Jonathan, but
is
I'll
he
allow this
dropping?
Because of the Josh Hoover.
You finally
going to
get rid of Arch now?
What's he doing?
What's he doing over there?
Looking. You're never going to know. I'm doing my research.
Well, it would have been nice before the segment if maybe you did a little research.
I already fired my first bullet. I'm going to go back. I got to get more bullets.
You're out of bullets.
Says you.
We only got so much time in the segment. You're out of bullets.
I know. By the way, apologies there to our good buddy.
Cash love it. Hate it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're good for now. We're good for now.
You got next week.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. All the exchanges will be posted afternoon 923 FAN on X. Go vote on the poll there.
That is the commissioner there. That is a quarterback Deadpool. Snaked you on the furry. I really wasn't going to make that move. I
know you weren't. We all know you weren't.
It's so good. Enjoying it so much.
All of a sudden, we're like a slave to the waiver wire order. Okay.
Thanks, commish. No, this is this.
Thanks,
no.
Commish.
It's integrity of the game. All right? Look it up. Integrity.
Integrity. You just admitted you snaked my guy, and you're going to give me a lesson on integrity?
I had to have integrity. I said the game's got to have integrity.
Unbelievable. You're an unbelievable human.
Cash Lovett, about to appear on the fan hotline.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett. Hey! Sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
Cash, welcome back to the show, my friend.
How are we doing tonight, boys?
Oh, we're doing. We're just in that zone there. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing absolutely wonderful. Love the integrity of the game, snaking of the competitors. I truly appreciate doing. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, right?
That's true. I'm basically SMU in the mid-80s.
I wouldn't tell that to your tax guy.
He doesn't have to know. This is a you and me thing. All right, we got Cowboys at Lions tonight. How are we feeling about this one?
Absolutely loving the Dallas Cowboys. The Detroit Lions are in a free fall, just like they were at the tail end of last year with all of their injuries. Ron St. Brown is going to be questionable at best if he does play. The defense is a little bit in shambles. They got to go against CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Dak Prescott trying to make a late push for MVP. Go ahead, take him on the money line, plus 150.
All right, in the college game, Cash, UNLV at Boise State. How do you see this one?
I see it as we're going to have a lot of points and have a lot of fun. We're going to be riding with UNLV as their defense has been stepping up, allowing only 17 points in three of their last four games. This game did take place earlier in the year, and UNLV or Boise State was able to run away with it. Maddox Mattson had a really good game. He's coming back from injury. This will be his first game back. Loving the running Rebs at plus 5.5.
How do you feel about blue fields there, Cash?
I don't like it. I don't like any of the different colors. Like, who is it? Like, one of the Michigan teams has that gray field. I don't know if y'all have ever seen it.
Maybe I don't acknowledge it anything above Indiana, so I wouldn't know.
Eastern
about
Michigan
that.
Then has that. The blue fields, It's interesting, is that a lot of birds every year die, Cash, because they think they're going into water, and it's just not. It's not water.
They have to tarp it, and so like, who wants to root for bird killers? Like, nobody. That's no fun.
Good spin.
Been
by
saying
you.
That for
that's
a while.
A good
that's,
spin
we
by
are
you.
We are anti bird killing, and it's good to hear you are as well. BYU at Texas Tech, probably going to be one of the most exciting games this weekend. What you got there?
Look, we handicapped this correctly, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks ago. BYU, they need to stay ahead of the chains, and they're just not able to do it against this Texas Tech front. That defensive line absolutely stonewalled them. Back then, they're going to do it exactly again, try to fight for the number 2 or 3 seed. Texas Tech minus 12.5, easy peasy.
All right, is it easy peasy for Ohio State as they take on Indiana in the Big Ten title game?
This one was interesting. It opened up at minus 6. It keeps going down. It's currently minus 4 at BetMGM. I think it's going to keep going down, I think only because it's in Indianapolis. The beautiful thing about that is it's going to be a dome. Ohio State's going to be able to throw all over them. Indiana's defensive backs are 5'9", 5'9", 5'10", and 5'11". No one's going to be able to match up with Jeremiah Smith. We saw Indiana struggle against Iowa and Penn State. Ohio State's defense is significantly better. going to be able to push them around, set the edge. Indiana becomes one-dimensional. Ohio State, not only -4, they win by 2 scores.
All right, before we get to the game of consequence, you mentioned about a lot of guys that would be considered short kings in football, not in real life. Have you heard my all-short king quarterback room idea?
I have not.
All right, Kyler Murray, Dylan Gabriel, and then you just draft the shortest guy that's draftable in this year's draft, and it's just nobody over 6 feet tall.
So it's just like the Oklahoma run out, just any Oklahoma quarterback who doesn't reach the six-foot marker over here, boys?
Yep. Well, I think the idea is if you have like a if you have Dylan Gabriel, he's so whittle, and then like Joe Flacco, he's so tall, they're not playing the same game. All right, they have completely different deficiencies. So if you get all short kings, you can build an offense for short kings.
Do we get short linemen as well?
I think that Willie Lampkin, I believe, is only on practice squads right now. I think we can get Willie Lampkin, 5'9", as a starting center. maybe we can go ahead and the fat kid from the Costco thing. Is a fat
oh,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rizzler. I think he's got some eligibility coming.
Yeah, he does.
So
it's got some bowl.
His dad's or his, not dad, his uncle or whoever the hell that weirdo
that
is.
Is a weirdo.
He looks tall,
Big
but he's not.
So far off, Cash. I can't believe it. The Costco guys.
Yeah, there's the old chicken bake, one too many.
You hate it. All right, final one. Titans at Browns. What do we think about this game?
Well, as we all know, everyone is absolutely terrified of my Tennessee Titans. We have about 3 players that deserve to be in the NFL. We are 4-point underdogs. I don't think it's nearly enough. Cam Ward, I think, is going to get sacked at least 4 times, give up 2 touchdowns to the Browns' defense. We don't have to worry about the Browns' offense or special teams even touching the field to throw this game away, which I know it's been talked about, but the Browns' special teams
are special.
This is one of the worst units I've seen all year. They are special. That is going to be the correct way to put it.
Wow.
But I believe the Browns win this running away, -4. It feels gross. I've picked wrong on the Browns, I think, the last 4 weeks. So,
what about?
Might as well do it while they're winning.
Get pesos. He's on the loose.
all right. Well, loser gets Kevin Stefanski. How about that?
No, you can keep him.
You'd love him. He's got a strong jawline. He's a guy. He coaches. He went to Ivy Leagues. Come on.
No, we'll go ahead and we can both have our picture of Mike Vrabel as like the things we used to have hanging up in the locker room.
I didn't know what we were going to do with that picture. Cash, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thank y'all so much.
Speaking of strong jawlines, that's a good-looking man. Mike Vrabel, not Cash Lovey. I don't know what Cash looks like.
Oh, he's on Cash. We were on a video conference with Cash.
I don't remember. That was 3 months ago.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett. Sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
That's the right call, Mac. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.